Hello.
Ready? Can you talk?
I think I can talk.
Yeah. Oh,
I
mean, no.
Just these levels
the shortest
here.
Podcast.
Shortest podcast. Why?
You have no voice.
I have
horrible.
No voice. Hello. Hello. Hello.
I can boss you around now.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we started.
What?
We started.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh my God, Jeff has no voice, guys, so I'll be doing most of the talking for the podcast. Yay!
Lucky you people.
Hey guys, this is Carolina Cario Show podcast. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
Oh my God, I don't know how you lost your voice. I mean, do you feel good? You don't have the virus, do you?
I'm a little tired, but I'm not overly sick.
You don't have a fever, right?
No, I've got a little bit of something, but nothing
serious. Can you taste?
Yeah, I can taste.
Okay, what else are other symptoms?
I can taste you, baby. Yeah.
Hey, guys, so listen, before, you know what? I wanted to start off the podcast in a positive note.
Really?
There's so many sad things going on, and just the world is sad right now. I just think it is, you know, with everything, the virus, the killer hornets. What else am I missing? You know,
murder hornets.
Yeah, the murder hornets. You know, and sadly, you know, the death of George Floyd, which is like...
Yeah, of course.
It's affecting the whole world. I mean, the entire country. I saw in France, Jeff, they were having a huge protest.
Really?
France. Oh my God, wow. But you know
why? They ran out of croissants?
No, but it's just sad. So that's why, you know, we'll talk about that in a little while because it's just sad. It's just really sad.
Well, yeah, but you know.
And I just wanted to say, not all cops are bad.
Oh my God.
The cops are being attacked. And I understand their frustration, but not all cops are bad. There are a couple of bad apples in each bunch. You know that, Jeff?
Exactly. And Carolina, not all protesters are looters either.
Exactly.
Seriously,
that's true. Yes. Yeah. So,
but there's enough of them to cause havoc. Although last night was much better than the night before in New York City.
By the way, guys, just so anybody out there has a phone that doesn't belong to them. I'm not saying that we have listeners that are looting. All right. Apple had their store broken into too. Also, you know that.
Right.
So they are now tracking all the phones that were stolen.
So wait, the Apple store in Manhattan got broken into?
I don't know which one. I haven't read the whole story.
Is that the big glass cube still there? That store?
I don't know if that's still. I haven't been to sit in a while.
So I keep wondering, like, if you break one cube, does the whole store fall apart?
I know, right? But Jeff, so I've been driving around Long Island.
Yes.
Oh my, so many stores are boarded up. And I just went to Target, guys, because I haven't been to Target in like
They're
2 days.
They're not boarded up.
They took their doors down. Something is going on over there.
What do you mean they took
their
doors
They're taking the doors down. They're replacing with something else. I don't know what's going on
Probably
over there.
Probably metal.
I don't know what's going on. But also, you know what? So I was coming home, and the liquor store is right by our house, all boarded up.
Really?
Yeah, I could see the liquor store being boarded up because that would probably be like the first place looters would go to, right? I mean,
well,
expensive liquor. That's expensive liquor.
Yeah, but then if they get drunk, they can't loot as well, you know?
Anyway, so listen.
People are hard. I mean, really, I'm not sad for the world like you are, but I really think people, it's a mix. Look, there's legitimate protesters, legitimately people who are angry and upset over what happened. Then there's people who take advantage of the situation.
That's exactly.
Then there's people then there's just criminals who go out there who think they're going to take advantage and steal things.
And I saw that some of the people that were looting, going in stores, are driving up in very expensive cars. Did you see that story?
Yeah, my brother told me about it. My brother lives near Philadelphia. I didn't see that story, but he told me that there was a guy who went into a store. And yeah, he walked out with a television out of Walmart, and they have his license plate on the camera.
Oh my God!
And the other guy that ran into, my brother said in Philly, they ran into like a shoe store, and they were buying shoes, and they were coming outside trying them on. If they didn't fit, they were running back in the store to get the size that
they
fit
were
them.
Buying shoes. You said or looting?
Stealing them?
Oh, okay. You said buying.
You know this, Caroline. I think the looters misunderstood what curbside pickup really. I mean, they thought curbside pickup meant you just pull up to the curb and you steal shit. You know.
But you know, I saw a couple stories yesterday, Jeff, which really, really, really made me sad. So
warmed your heart, Carolina?
They had two. Jeff, just hold on. Let me just say this really serious. All right. Yeah. They had two men that were basically crying on camera. One of them was a truck driver, and he said, "You know, I support all the protesters for George Floyd because it's wrong what happened. It's wrong what happened to him. That cop. And also on that note, all four cops should be arrested. We'll touch that later. Okay, I really don't want to get into that.
No, you said it. That's obvious. You
so
know what I mean?
This guy, Jeff, Dominican man, was crying on camera. Right? He said, "I spent my life savings working hard to buy this furniture store. He had $400,000 worth of furniture." And he goes, everything was looted. He goes, I didn't even do anything, he said. I'm for George Floyd. I was protesting. Well, my store got broken into. Why?
You see, the angriest of the protesters will tell you, if you don't do anything, you're complicit. You're just as guilty. And I think that's a big farce. So, sorry. I feel very bad. Protesting is fine. Exactly.
Protesting is fine. I agree with the protesters. What happened to George Floyd is wrong. Totally wrong.
Yeah. Well, they tell me I have white privilege because I'm white. I've gotten advantages in life.
Carolina will be the first one to tell you,
I don't have any advantages in my life. Okay, I do because I'm white, but I haven't gotten ahead because I'm white necessarily.
But you know what?
I'm poor, man.
Somebody told me that, and you know what? And what's her name? Lori Loughlin's daughter is being chastised.
Olivia Jade, is that her name?
They're attacking her big time because she said on her Instagram, I know I'm born privileged. I'm white. I'm privileged. I'm like, and people are taking that offensively.
Right.
And I said, okay, because you're white doesn't mean you're privileged.
Listen, let me tell you something.
I'm Spanish. I'm happy with who I am.
Exactly.
I'm privileged too because I'm Spanish. Soy Latina. I'm happy.
Anybody who comes to loot or steal from me, my bumper sticker on my car says, I owe, it's off to work, I go.
We have nothing, guys. If you want,
there's nothing to loot here.
Nothing.
You want old crap from 1978? Come on down.
Yeah, you want an old Honda? Yeah, go ahead. Anyway, listen, so my happy story was real quick. I want to touch on this. So Jackson graduated today.
Oh, yeah.
Virtually, he graduated. He now graduated from the second year-old nursery class. So,
Toddler class.
So what maybe like Jeff and I both got teary-eyed because the director and the teachers and the moms all had a little caravan, a car parade.
They drove by the house today.
Yeah, balloons, signs, gifts. So
honking horns.
Yeah, that was really nice. I see a lot of that on TV. I never thought it would happen to us. You know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, our little nursery school was nice to
our
us.
Our neighbor came out and, you know, it was nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyway. That was, you know,
In other news, they're guarding Saks Fifth Avenue with a private security force and a German Shepherd. So one German Shepherd is supposed to hold back.
Are you serious?
Looters.
Oh my God.
You need a dog. You need Carolina. You need the Paw Patrol. Okay. By the way, last night when I was doing traffic, Manhattan had a curfew.
They did, 8 o'clock at night, right?
And exactly what I said. They closed the bridges and tunnels.
They did?
The East River Tunnel. You couldn't use the Brooklyn Manhattan Williamsburg Bridge to get into New York.
I didn't know that.
Midtown Tunnel was closed going into New York City. Mm. I don't know about the Lincoln Tunnel and the Holland Tunnel. I think they were still open, like a lane was open.
I didn't even know any of that.
But you had to show credentials. Where I worked, they put out credentials for people to show that they were an essential worker going to work downtown because we're downtown.
And the restaurants also were open only for essential workers. Only.
Right. So there was a crowd of 5,000 people that walked over the Manhattan Bridge when they got to the New York side, Canal Street.
Yeah.
There was a force of about 80 or 100 cops there.
Wow.
And these people were not allowed into Manhattan. Because de Blasio finally did something and said, listen, there's a curfew. You're not allowed out. And it's funny, they had the FDR Drive and the West Side Highway both closed at 96th Street. No traffic.
Wow.
The city really didn't.
I got to tell you something. This is history. This is all history.
Surreal, Carolina.
The pandemic, the Hornets, everything's
going
on.
By the way, the murder Hornets aren't here yet. So wait till they get here.
I thought they were here.
No, you know what's going to happen when they get here?
What?
This place sucks.
There's no food.
We're going. The rats are mad.
Oh my God! Anyway, so anyway,
oh my God,
so,
it's like a nightmare.
It is, sir. It just feels like we're living a movie. That's what it feels like to me. We're living a movie. Oh, anyway,
Carolina, do you have any news about the Royals?
No. But I got to tell you, they've been quiet. They've been posting Meghan Markle. She did a racist video. Saying who she was. She comes from a white father, a black mother. She said that. Her mother was called the N-word, she said. So she's been ridiculed a lot, she said. So she said racism is not acceptable. I like that she posted. This is from years ago when she was filming The Suits. Remember that? Remember the show she was on? So they've been posting a lot about what she stands for, what she does. And I like that she goes up and says, yeah, racism is not acceptable. Racism is not acceptable in any form.
No, it's obviously
in any
not.
Form.
It's not.
Listen, so guys,
we've come a long way, though. Jimmy Fallon did a whole monologue on it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, listen, guys. So we have Elisa Charters. She has an event coming up tomorrow. Jeff, get her on the phone. She is a CEO and also the founder of 10,000 Mamacitas and Latina Surge. What is 10,000 Mamacitas? What is Latina Surge? You know, let's ask her, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm going to ask her as soon as I get her on the phone.
Okay, yeah. So we have Elisa Charter, so let's get her on. Again, if you want to know more, we're going to have her information. And she also has a website and also her Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We'll ask her more what's going on, all right?
Okay, hold on. Let me turn her up. Get her on here.
Hello?
Hold on.
Hold on. We're having some technical issues. So, guys, we have Elisa Charters on in a few seconds.
Here we go. Wait, hang on. I'm just moving.
Do we have her on yet?
I'm moving my device around. Hello?
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 Hi, Elisa. It's Carolina and Jeff. How are you?
Doing well. Doing really well.
Good.
So, Jeff has no voice, so I'll be doing most of the talking.
I normally don't sound like a frog, but I got a case of laryngitis, unfortunately.
No virus. Just the laryngitis.
I don't think it's the virus.
Yeah, I'm staying away anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, wear your mask.
Yeah, I know, right? No, you know what? I wear a mask everywhere I go. Even outside, we had a little event outside. Our sons graduated from nursery school, so there was a parade. Everyone wore masks also, right? I had a mask on. So anyway, Elisa, you are the founder and CEO of Latina Surge.
Yes, I'm the president actually of Latina Surge National, which is very exciting.
Ooh.
We started as a Latina Surge when we were a grassroots organization 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and founded in the Essex County area of New Jersey.
Ooh, yeah.
And then we've expanded over the last 5 years of our existence in New York, New Jersey, and even Miami. And now our reach is really across the country.
Wow. So let me ask you, what is Latina Surge?
Latina Surge is a 501c3 nonprofit, and we advocate for the empowerment and inclusion of women and women of color, mm-hmm. more specifically the Latina and Latinx community.
Oh, wow. Excellent. And how did this idea pop up? Is this, you know, were you just sitting down? I think I'll do an organization.
Yeah, I mean,
really?
Basically, I've had about 20 years of experience in community and community building within the Latinx community in the state of New Jersey. And I just found that there really needed to be focus on the Latina community specifically as one of the most underserved communities of society. We're really a community that just bears the brunt of a lot of the disparities that exist. And so I felt that it was necessary to start an organization that was focused in empowering women and with the mission really of teaching women how to be in power, as in INPOWER, and actively in power to make change for themselves versus acting passively, waiting for someone else to empower them.
Oh.
So that was a critical aspect of developing our organization.
Mm-hmm.
And why Latina Surge? Surge is kind of an interesting word. It's because we realize that our demographic is growing significantly. And if we come together sort of as a Latina mob, if you will,
mm-hmm.
we can surge companies, products, issues. And if we do that, we can really make an impact.
Yeah, love
and
it.
So that's part of why we would, you know, explain that, especially as it relates to, you know, corporate social responsibility,
mm-hmm.
because you know, we make choices every day with our purchasing power, our growing purchasing power.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you take out your credit card to pay for your gasoline, whether you pick a specific cereal off the shelf, if you decide to buy any product, alcohol products, you know, any kind of product, even service.
Yeah.
You know, you think about you have a purchasing power there. And so often, year to year, there are many organizations out there and focus groups that produce these reports reflecting which companies fully and authentically embrace diversity and inclusion. Mm-hmm. And so we want to communicate to women that don't let those reports just sit on the shelf. Don't just pay attention to them the minute they're announced and then put them back on the shelf to get dusty. Use that information, know that information, be aware and share that information. Wow. So every time you go to purchase something, you're actually surging and rewarding companies for authentically caring about you as an individual, as a woman, and as a Latina.
What's one of the bigger companies that people know that you would say supports your mission? Who do you like? Let's say.
Well, I mean, I would say there are a lot of companies that support and partner with us. If you go to our website, there's so many different companies that have supported us. In just the last year, for instance, we held a Latinx summit, and Barclays stepped up to the plate. Ah. Barclays Financial, Rise FinTech, Globin Technologies, wow. LinkedIn, Samsung, even the state of New Jersey and the state of New York, Montclair wow. State University. Universities are great supporters. We have yeah. Columbia University, Montclair State University, NJIT.
That's amazing.
So many partners that have, and then there's other Hermana. You know, organizations that partner with us, like the Latinista, Pro Hispanica, and of course the Lean In organization run by the Sandberg Foundation.
That's
out
amazing.
In Palo Alto.
Do you take a political stand, or can I join if I'm a Republican? Can I join if I'm a?
Well, you're a man. You're a man.
I'm not me. I'm just saying. Oh. I'm just asking.
We are 100. We're 100% fully inclusive. In fact, you don't have to be a Latina to join.
Oh.
You can. We are very diverse. I mean, we serve women and women of color.
See, maybe I can join, Caroline. Maybe I can join.
You're a man.
Maybe
you cannot join.
Okay.
You cannot join.
And the other thing too is, by the way, you know, we're a nonprofit. We're a 501c3, so we cannot be political. In fact,
okay.
we are. Educational and charitable,
that's
but
great.
We do focus on issues. So we partner with elected officials. We don't get involved in campaigns, but we do partner often with elected officials and government officials on making differences in our communities for positive impact and positive outcomes,
that's
especially
great,
when it comes to racial inclusion and gender inclusion.
Ah, excellent. So tomorrow you have an event called 10,000 Mamacitas. What is the event? How can people get involved? It's going to be obviously virtual, right?
It is. It's virtual, obviously, because of the situation, mm-hmm. which is kind of interesting and very exciting.
First
because
time?
Guess what? It is our first time. We've done many, many, many in-person events in the states that I have mentioned, in New York, New Jersey, Miami, even in California. This is our first virtual event, and it's pretty comprehensive. If you take a look at the website, which is 10,000mamacitas.com or .org, it'll all lead you to the same page. And basically, this event is a call to action for people who want to learn what issues really impact and affect us, how they've been amplified by COVID-19, and how you can use your voice and your vision for social justice, equal pay, professional development, and economic stability, wealth generation, addressing violence against women. This is our way to come together and bring all of these ideas. And ultimately, the goal is to put these ideas into a vision statement that we will share with the greater community within New York and New Jersey of other women's empowerment groups.
So this event is tomorrow. Who are the speakers, and how can, if I want to, you know, jump in and just watch the
have amazing speakers.
Okay.
We have Jai Vargas from the Latinista. Mm-hmm. She runs that group. We have Amanda Guzman from Lean In, mm-hmm. actually participating from Palo Alto. We have Jennifer Paulino from Alpha. Mm-hmm. New Jersey, and we have so many other speakers. And the most amazing thing I have to say is that the statewide Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, they have a LETS program and an HETP program, and those programs are focused on supporting small businesses, Latinx small businesses and Latina small businesses. And you cannot imagine how many of these business leaders have stepped up to the plate to make this event happen. We put this event together starting just 2 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty incredible how committed all of these people have been to come together.
That's great.
And I'm sure
people are chomping at the bit with the virus to get out there again, because Jersey's starting to reopen.
Yeah, Jersey's starting to reopen little by little.
It's a real good time to do this, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. So, Elisa, yeah. how can people get is there a charge for this? I know you're getting tickets to Eventbrite, right?
Yes. So if you go to our website, again, it's 10,000mamacitas.com or .org, either one works. And when you get to the site, it will connect you to the Eventbrite. The first, and by the way, I'll get into this a little further, but the first 1,000 people to sign up can participate for free on Zoom, and then it will be streamed. The other 9,000 will be streamed to Facebook.
Oh, okay.
But it is a closed group in the sense that people have to register in order to participate. We don't think that we're going to, you know, we're reaching for the stars because we care about this so much. We probably won't reach 10,000 people tomorrow, but this campaign will be.
You never know.
We'll continue it through the end of the month, and we're going to be repurposing it and rescreening it so that we bring more and more awareness, because there's people have to have time to have access to it. And by the end of the month, we hope to reach 10,000.
That's amazing.
There's one other thing. We've made it really fun and very engaging, especially this time when, you know, there's so much going on in our nation and people feel like they need to act and do something positive. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you go to our site, we are doing a cultural face painting challenge. It's a way for us to express in a positive way how we can relate to our identities, our cultures. And I have to give kudos to artist Laura Hoyos, who's launched this. And she has a video on our site. And it's really, really amazing. And so many women are just bored. And elders literally engaging in cultural face painting to show how much they care about these issues of parity, racial and gender parity.
Elisa, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It sounds amazing. So this is tomorrow at 12 noon, I believe.
It's at 12 noon tomorrow. It's virtual on Zoom, and it will be for an hour and a half. We have a total of 17 amazing speakers.
Wow.
12 noon, New York, like New York, New Jersey time. So those who listen,
Eastern Standard Time. We have
listeners all over the place. So I have one mamacita in this house, but I'll take 9,999 more any day. That's perfectly okay with me.
Elisa, thank you so much for coming to the podcast. One more time, where can people go? What's the name of the website? What's the web? And also, you're on social media?
Oh, yes. We're on social media, on every social media platform. And it's hashtag 10,000 mamacitas. Mm-hmm. And our website is 10,000, the number 10,000, 10,000mamacitas.com or .org.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds amazing. You have to come on again every time you have an event, because I definitely want to participate once I can leave the house. Okay. Elisa, thank you so much for coming on. All right. And much success to you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Wow, to put an event together in 2 weeks. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I know the social media company that's putting it together. Uh-huh. And they're doing an amazing job too. Guys, if you want to know more about the social media company for Rose Marketing, 201-913-9445. That's Marlene Cadillo. It's my sister. Okay, she's the founder of the social media marketing agency. She's running the whole thing. So amazing what's going on tomorrow. So that's 10,000 mamacitas. So Jeff, what else is going on?
Oh, okay. Back to, we have, you know, Long Island listeners, I know. People who listen to us in our own backyard. you know, Adventureland?
Yeah.
In Farmingdale?
Yeah, yeah.
They are doing the first drive-in concert series starting June 13th.
Adventureland? What do you mean a drive-by concert? Where is that?
A drive-in concert.
You can drive in,
yes.
Oh, where? But where?
$200 per car.
But what kind of concert, though? For who?
Disco Unlimited, this group that does, like, disco hits.
$200 per car?
Yeah, but you load in, you know, you load in 8 people in your car.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. You know what? I can load in, like, 20 people in my little car, so.
Gates open at 6 for an 8 p.m. general admission show. Parking spaces later in rows of 9.
That sounds amazing.
First-come, first-served basis. Bathroom lines will be monitored. Facilities will be disinfected between usages. Interesting, right? No alcohol, but there'll be food trucks there.
Are you kidding me? No alcohol. Okay. You know, I'll sneak in my little thermos. I'm like kidding.
By the way, you know who's producing this? We can get him on. We should have got him on. Your little buddy there, Brian Rosenberg.
Oh, Brian. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Let's get him on. I will definitely get him on, okay? So, Jeff, Jay-Z bought a full page of ads dedicated to George Floyd. Everywhere, full page ads. You know what? And I like that everyone participated yesterday in what's called Blackout Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
No one participated in social media. You saw little black squares all over social media, Jeff. Because
right.
everyone is angry, and this is another way to protest.
I was off social media all day yesterday. That was my protest. Okay. By the way, Floyd Mayweather, I heard, is paying for George Floyd's funeral. And the rumor was Joe Biden is going. I don't know if that's absolutely
Joe Biden is going.
Right.
Joe Biden is going. And you know what? Good. Who'd you say is paying?
Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, my God.
The boxer.
He's amazing. That guy is always out there trying to help out. You know, he's a do-gooder. I like that.
He's got billions of dollars.
Yeah, he does. But
okay. What does he do? You know, the thing with boxers is they box like every, once every couple years.
And they make $1 billion,
so
right?
So they don't have to work that much.
Even if you get beat up and you lost, you still make like $500 million.
He's got foundations.
Somebody can slap me around if you give me $500 million, okay?
You can punch me in the face for $500,000, okay?
So the world's largest virtual cheese party is planned for Zoom next week.
Don't worry. See, we still have the nonsense here, folks.
So the Wisconsin Cheese is going to be celebrating National Cheese Day on June 4th. So it's going to be a virtual Zoom event. It's a natural cheese party. I mean, you can't eat cheese, but I guess you'll be seeing people eating cheese,
You can probably eat cheese on camera.
First of all, I was a mouse in another world because I love cheese. You know who loves cheese too? Our son.
He likes some cheese.
He loves cheese. I've never seen you really eat cheese. Just not... First of all, can I just say something?
I'm sort of veganish, but I'm not totally.
Okay, if you're a ketchup lover, you guys can relate to me.
Oh, don't even.
If you buy French fries, I mean, my family, we literally poured the whole bottle.
But there are two kinds of people. Okay, go ahead.
Jeff pours like a squirt, not even for one French fry.
There's people that coat their fries in ketchup, which is horrible and wrong. And then you can't avoid it, and it soaks into the potato. And then there's people like me who put I'll put a blob of ketchup on the side, and I will dip the ketchup.
You don't even put a blob. You put a dot. You put a dot of ketchup.
But this one across me puts ketchup on eggs.
Oh, my gosh,
which is like
course.
A crime against society.
Oh, my gosh.
Who puts ketchup on... Plus, as people who listen to this podcast know and think that people get angry at me because I don't eat meat or whatever, I've had people give negative reviews to me or get pissed because I don't eat steak. But anyway,
Jeff cooked steak last weekend.
Okay, I cooked steak for the whole Cadillo clan last weekend here.
Cadillo, yes.
Cadillos were social distancing, okay?
Yeah.
So I cooked the steak, and then what do I see my wife doing? Putting ketchup
on the steak. Of course.
I put ketchup on my steak when I was 6 years old.
Oh, my God.
Then I graduated to A1. Carolina doesn't even like
A1. Oh, God, I hate that. Oh, God, it has a horrible flavor.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
A1's good.
Listen, Jeff, do you know who Nick Cordero is?
Yes, he's the Broadway guy who had his leg amputated.
You know, he's fighting for his life right now. And
COVID got to him.
Yeah, and, I got to tell you, though, his wife, Amanda Klutz, God, Jeff, she's so positive. She's on Instagram every single day just saying, you know, guys, pray for him. She goes, people are telling me, the doctor are telling her he's losing his battle. But
really?
She says, no, he's not losing his battle. So she said, little by little, though, little by little, he's getting a tiny bit better every single day. not wow. She goes, it's but it makes her feel positive. And they have a year-old son. His name is Elvis. So you know what, guys, if you get on your knees tonight, you know, and when you say your prayers, just send a little prayer over to them, you know, that because they really, really, really need it. You know, and they seem like good people. I don't know them personally, but she's out there and just staying positive, Jeff. I don't know how she does it with everything that's going on. She, you know, can I say something also? Because of the coronavirus, she can't even go see her husband. She goes to the hospital every single day and takes a photo for the hospital. That's all she's allowed to do.
That's horrible.
That is all she's allowed to do. So, you know what, guys? Listen, you know what? We're going to get in here because Jeff has no voice. If you want to call us, 516-637-3254. We are in the process of possibly purchasing masks. I don't know for how much longer we'll be using them, though. You know, Jeff? I don't know if it's going to be worth us purchasing that.
Some, I think you're going to see people using masks for a while.
Yeah, yeah. All right, yeah, so let's just see. You know what? Text us. If you think we should get them, we'll get them. 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. Oh, yeah. You know, email me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. And you know what, guys? Stay positive. Stay happy. I know a lot's going on in the world right now, but let's just stay positive and support each other. No racism. You know what? Love one another. You know, it's just time.
Hey, the country's made a lot of strides compared to what it was years ago. I know people get mad when a white guy like me says that, but the country's a lot different than it was.
But we need more change, though. That's the bottom line.
That's obvious, but
we need more change. We need more change because we need peace in the world. That's what we need. Peace in the world. Positivity everywhere. Love you guys. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.
Yeah. At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook. 516-637-3254 if you want a t-shirt, okay? JJ and DJ at optonline.net. Another show tomorrow, right?
Let's see how you feel. Let's see how you feel. Bye.
I got no voice, everybody. Bye. We love you. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.